Tuesday's shootings in a homeless camp in Seattle added to the sense of a crisis on the issue of homelessness. They took place just as Mayor Ed Murray prepared to deliver a speech about the problem. Near the site of the shooting, state and city officials continued to clear homeless encampments. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel has more.
The shootings left two people dead and three more injured. The violence brought new scrutiny to an encampment known as the Jungle. But by Wednesday morning, it was quiet, without a city worker or police officer in sight.
A lot of the tent sites are incredibly tidy. They're really picked up. They're on bare dirt under the interstate.
They were stealing my stuff over on Aurora, so I moved over here because I ain't never had nothing stolen here.
Donald Slider's tent is a short distance from where the shootings occurred. Slider suspects he knows the people hurt and killed in the shootings. He often sat around their fire pit, but he spent last night in jail and just heard the rumors once he was released.
Thank God I was in jail when this happened. I usually hang out there. I'd be hanging out talking to them all the time. I don't know if he got robbed or not.
A man who gave his name as George called the shooting a personal dispute, not random violence, and said it hasn't made him more afraid to live there. He said he just moved into the jungle to escape the sweeps of homeless encampments taking place down below. Those cleanup efforts were in full swing on Wednesday down at the street level on Airport Way. A front-end loader scooped up trash and belongings while residents scrambled to pack. Seattle Department of Human Services spokeswoman Catherine Jolly said the city's outreach workers had already been by.
They usually come out. Once a site is posted, they come out and they work with all the residents of the encampments, mainly to get them into stable housing.
She said there is shelter space available for the people being moved out. Some people have complained that outreach workers have sent them to shelters without any space. George said he had been visited by city outreach workers but had no plans to leave. In Soto, I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.